Bien, yo siento que...
Chao,
كي ترى يتم ينبي دور يجي يجي ما يلا سوا يجي 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 ترى يبوي يبوي ده يسا نما يندا يبوي سي يلي يبوي سانجوي كويلا چرای نوی میوی مایا تای مرای نوی موی زوی کوی رهای بای نی سیوی تیوی برای دو میوی نوی تیوی برای یا دای سوی چیوی نی سای بیوی گیوی بای نی
We must strive to accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. It's for that reason we should cultivate the altruistic motivation or bodhicitta motivation, and with that kind of motivation, we should all participate in this teaching.
당하란 정말로 아니 능해다 능이 주저도 제가 타네 산시 공부 토해지 다 된다는 얘기를 해왔어.
I believe that all of us would like to get rid of suffering and its causes and accomplish complete enlightened state.
다시나 드리려 이나야 그런 처마로다 민다르기 된거 봐줄래. 그 좀기 사바이나 전닝바이나 간이나다. 뒤다든이 딱 취신게 저거 된거 봐줄래. 말한테 이제 그 누구비 준신 땡에 봐도 상당으로서.
As I often remind all of ourselves, whether we are new to Dharma study and practice, or whether we have been in Dharma for a while, all of us should often reflect upon the reasons why we need Dharma or spirituality in our life.
And the answer. 내기도 주신게 시에 내기기니 떠내시야다다 로스엔데부터 룸바치기 로스엔 남베 로스엔데부터 내다 다가나기 룸바 소시 로스엔데부터 내 삼주야마라 내 짠마리스.
We must not consider as if you know coming to this kind of teaching, and from my side giving you the teaching, and from your side attending the teaching, as if this is some kind of a Buddhist tradition or a tradition of some country that we need to just you know keep. We must not you know feel that way. It's not just a tradition that needs to be kind of kept by all of us.
아니 인생다 최두에 등에 해봐도 다른 수수길 라나 간사 수수라는 해봐도 그게 차고 그래서.
The reasons why spirituality is something that we all need to cultivate and put in practice is because each of us personally, you know, need spirituality, you know, in our life.
Allah, kare yese na, ngarandu samalole, pe debo te chibo, ta lebo, dungi meba. Ani tili ki samalak ting dewi arvas, ta sao kumbu singin chen.
When we look deep down in our mind and as well as in the minds of all sentient beings, down to the smallest insects, what do we really want is you know, to be happy, to be peaceful, and to be free of stress, to be relaxed.
That thing you had the courage in the Raran Sosu and they lay Zambochi San, they namite that you don't want Devaki around Togio Ris. That rang me give Lady Savi in the day namitele, they rang Dungeta, Mendebri, some of them me give a little tension, Yungu Aris, they hako.
So it's important for us to understand and recognize that what we are seeking deep down, peace, happiness, prosperity, and the best of everything, and what we really don't want, any kind of pain, problem, difficulty, suffering, they are all related to our own karmic actions. If we create and accumulate positive karmas or karmic actions, then such actions would bring us peace, happiness, and the goodness. On the other hand, if we create and accumulate bad karmas or negative karmic actions, then they will bring us unwanted pains, problems, and suffering.
That ran so well, sapi later ran namite, ran yom imbati, hakobus. That yendaki, yankimi cheba jengkhin la ta susi pe megi li sagin de tele ani ki cheba jengi yinda ki gibdu shen cheb zon lu chida ani ki susu le ya ya ta ba ji shombe yin na debu de chibu shong yin na ta ti ya kunchu ngal nang bra sangin ba tele si ja susu rang sa pe le te rang mingu yaris
And a central true understanding law of karma and its outcomes is this, that each of us has a personal responsibility in what we do, and what are brought by our actions. In other words, that when good things happen in our lives, and when we do good things and good things happen in life, of course we need to understand that it is because of our own personal responsibility actions involved with these things that we have positive outcomes. It's not like we do good things and somebody out there, call it God or principle or whatever, is now happy and is giving us some kind of a reward. We should not think that way. On the other hand, when we do negative karmic actions and experience negative outcomes, again, we should not think as if there are others now who, bring bad things to us, as if they are punishing us. There is no such thing. What happens to us, what we experience in our life, both good and bad, are the outcomes of good and bad actions that each of us create and accumulate personally. So we have a personal responsibility and accountability for the karmas that we create and accumulate. So we experience different situations and outcomes in accordance with the type of karma, good and bad, that we create and accumulate.
That thing in between, that's it. When we're talking about Rangjun, the she Maris Karin is in Sanjay Kandi Dika, and those in Lendik and Nanga Taki Tower Ching and Sanjay Kandi Matu Yamas, Sonja Kong, Sun Yaris, Kendawa, Lay Seven Debut and Konajo. Lay Kandaki, Zangi Kandi Savi in the
So what I just said is not something that I have cooked up. What our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha has said very clearly in his sutra, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory. So basically, Buddha said that you reap the fruits according to the actions you perform. In other words, what experiences you go through are the outcomes of what kind of actions, in this case karmic actions, that you or we have performed. So when it comes to understanding and explaining the subtleties of karmic actions, only Buddha, a complete enlightened person, could do that.
Ta rang le pen ng ema de sa min ti namite rang nyo ma to ani ate len be ye ga de nyo ga en bete me ate mara so pe ton ha ko ndo was kari en sen pen ma de de den na le dab da sin shong be na ka ki be ani mode tik na yo be mai chung be yin na ya chung be yin na ya ka ki shi gu yo re ka ki kang ba ra la ba cha gu yo re ka ki ke ke ma je ba shen ni ko be zu bo le man de ba zan ni me ba shen de yong gu do ba che che su su le de su su ma sa yin shen de ni yong ye ga le de ma sa yin shen te ko de bu ki bo de shen re yin da zu be xiao gu ya te le ngen be de bu su nam ru na mi de ra ngong shen ni a do shen ma re de ha ko gu do ba shen ra ha ko do
So the point I'm trying to make here is that each of us has individual and personal responsibility for what we do and what we experience, both good and bad. So we cannot blame others for the things happening to us and in our life. It is not like we do something good and out there somebody called God or Goddess or Principle is now happy and rewarding us, or we do something bad and somebody out there is so mad with us and now punishing us. It's not that. You know, we experience good and bad outcomes in accordance with good and bad actions that we ourselves perform and accumulate. Now let me give you an example to illustrate the point how this is the case. Let's use a bad karmic karma as an example here. You know, we can find plenty of examples how just because people have created different karmas, they experience different things, even if sometimes they are caught in the same situation. Let's think about a terrible accident. Okay, so there are cases, you know, there could be, you know, you're carpooling and there's a terrible accident, somebody dies, somebody is terribly injured, but somebody is just fine. Nothing has happened to him or her. So why is this the case? Everybody is in the same boat, so to speak, situation. So why somebody has to die and somebody is terribly injured and somebody is just fine, nothing happened? This is because something to do with the individual karma that each of the person has created and accumulated. So you experience the results according to the karmas that you have created and accumulated.
Well,
let me give you a personal example here. I mean, you all know about my story. I went to India and then I fell down. I broke my arm or my wrist. Okay. Now, in that situation, there were other monks sitting on the same platform as I was. Okay. So why did this happen to me? Okay. Why I was the only one who fell down and broke my wrist or the arm? Well, we cannot think of like, okay, Buddha is there to save everybody. Well, then why didn't Buddha save me? You know, save everybody else. Well, that doesn't seem to make sense, you know. Because what really Buddha said is, people, we experience different results according to the karmas that we ourselves create or have created and accumulated. So once we experience the result of the karma, Buddha or somebody cannot interfere into it. You know, we have to experience the results of the karmas we have created, and Buddha cannot intervene in this and say, like, you know what, no, I will cancel it. You know, he or she doesn't need to experience that. Buddha has no power and cannot do that. So it was my own karma which resulted in my experience of breaking my, you know, arm, and whereas everybody And I have quoted this, you know, very, how do you say, a popular quote, the words of the Buddha many times before, and the advanced students or the students who have been coming to teachings for a long time already know this, but for the sake of new students, let me quote Buddha's words again. Buddha Shakyamuni, the founding teacher of Buddhism, Buddha Dharma, said, Buddhas cannot wash away the negative karmas and delusions of sentient beings with some kind of a blessed water. They cannot do that. Buddhas, even if they want to, they cannot remove the sufferings of sentient beings as if they can pull the thorns, which is, you know, pricking somebody's body. Buddha cannot remove the sufferings of sentient beings with their hands. And neither can Buddha transfer their realizations and positive karmas into sentient beings, you know, as a gift. They cannot do that. Okay, so what can Buddha do now? So if Buddhas cannot do all those things, so he laid out, you know, Buddhas cannot wash our negativities and delusions with water, some kind of blessed water. They cannot remove all our pains and suffering literally with their hands. They cannot transfer their realizations into us like a gift, okay? Now what can Buddha do now is that Buddhas can show the true realities, the nature of true realities. And in other words, Buddha can show us the unmistaken paths, you know, leading us to be able to see and experience the realities, true nature of realities. And then through our own efforts, following Buddha's paths or the teachings, that we as sentient beings will be and should be able to liberate ourselves from samsara, and we should be able to become enlightened beings or Buddhas. So that's the only way Buddha could help us. They can show us the path, and we make the decision to follow it or not follow it and cultivate it, and only then we could be helped or liberated.
Pongya tang gyewar jubad, ta tena yores, deva patong pong gwaya tang, pong sui tang, ta ka na ye gyewar jub gwaya tang, dik sui, nyamsa len sui, ta tsangma la ta te ka na yore, che tsa tenzo sosi xeba xene, ta panglang te, shingyu malubi sosi xene, xeba ina, ane kuwa tanga soku dungiri tuan tabi kongpa togu res ka nangduwa.
What can Buddha do for us sentient beings is show us the skillful means or the methods or the path that could help, that helps us to be free from samsara and to find a complete enlightened state. Now the path or the teachings of Buddha involve, you know, teaching us about what are the negativities and delusions and how can we get rid of them or abandon them. What are the positive actions and qualities, and how can we cultivate them in our mind? So basically, Buddha has taught us the path and practice of abandonment and cultivation. And as we adopt this path and implement the Buddha's teachings, that is the way for us to be able to free ourselves from samsara and attain nirvana and attain enlightenment.
That thing but they can charan so kasi sandil there za nema la ta sunchuli yonke ina kasi yimbas sanje kandang lama chota re singa ok man du sine imida kanane sanje ko sung ta sore chebu jedi ke tona so ta denne sung ka denne sum ta ta kan la la ba sum. And then sat along here but mambo keep it that ten now is in it to dig in a ning dang dug risk now so you book card is na dig ba point at give it to me tin ngal dug risk now so just that give it chai mudo tin.
And those of you who attended my teaching last Sunday, you may recall that as great Kanapa Geshe Chengaba in his public discourses said that Shakyamuni Buddha taught many things. We can talk about as many as 84,000 discourses. All of them can be brought within what is called Tripitika, or three baskets of teachings. And the contents of the three baskets of teachings are the three higher trainings, training in high ethics, training in high concentration, and training in high wisdom. But all of these Buddha's teachings can be, summed up in two things. One, don't do the negativities, abandon them. And two, do the positive things.
Sanjay Kemdi de rang thing ta dom drab jen ta palang se ya dom dom drab de jin zen ni dik ba ke ma ji ge op su chob drab su dik ba kan de jin na chan ni che jun kan de jin na ma sa sum ne ane ge wa che jun kan de jin na du tu wa che gur su ka le ka le ta re be ne be du tu wa che gur su ka na do
Shakyamuni Buddha himself said it very clearly, kind of summarizing his own teachings. He said, Dekvacchayamijachi, never do or do not do any kind of negativity, insignificant or significant or small or big. Don't do any negativities. Kyavapinsum sobache, accumulate the wealth of positive actions. So by doing those two things, don't do negativities and do the positive things, and so through that what we should really try to do is rang sim ne yonzu tu. We should thoroughly tame or subdue our own mind. Okay, that is the most important thing. We need to discipline, tame, or subdue our mind.
No, no. Then the Sanjay Temba is. Then the NPA, then the Rang, Sanjay Kamdi, the Rang Sota, subject the is Kanavar, then Dog Duna, then Ganda Mad Dom Dom Javina, the is Kanavar.
And then Buddha concluded, he said, this is the teaching of Buddha, right? If you ask, what is the bottom line of Buddha's teachings? What is the essence of Buddha's teaching? Buddha himself said, well, we should tame or subdue our mind. So that is the essence. That is the bottom line of Buddha's teachings. As I explained before many times, that we should see that, our actions of body, speech, and mind, or through our physical, verbal, and mental actions, we do not harm others. So that's what we need to think about in our everyday life. So we should try to reflect on this kind of Buddha's teaching and see that in our everyday life, we do not bring harm to others through our physical, verbal, and mental actions. Now, we might kind of be able to do that in some sense, like in a very abstract notion of others. Like we said, yeah, well, that I could do. But then we have in our mind, we said, like, what, but not that person, not her, not him, not they. Except these, yes, I can do it. Well, we make those exceptions, then, our practice is not complete. We have to train ourselves in such a way that we do not discriminate against any sentient being. There's nobody to, make an exception to. We see that we do not bring harm to each and every sentient being through our actions of body, speech, and mind. That's what we're talking about. Because of our grasping at the self, sometimes we might feel this way rather very strongly. I can never, I can never let go of that particular person. Otherwise, I'm fine with all sentient beings. You know, if you think in such a way, it's because of our grasping at a self, and because of that grasping and that kind of a mindset, that we will find ourselves going round and round in samsara.
So that thing, kali kapoyin na tatale, tere ta challenge sa namin do tale pa kati chane. Nepado tingyan po tene. Tay sito na tay kira powers.
We're not necessarily saying this is an easy thing to do. Maybe it involves a lot of challenges. But if we put up with a challenge, you know, we try still, however difficult it is, to think that way and to act in accordance with our thought, if we try to do that, then we are really truly a courageous person.
Never say to somebody, that's in the condition that Tanzula, where lost the loss of pepper drill. Sometimes pepper grew considered dubious. The challenge is that could the condition of being only in a zengu, tabgu, or more.
So you know, facing the challenges in such situations, not only that, we challenge ourselves not to bring any harm to, you know, sentient beings, particularly those we are kind of making an exception, except them, you know. That's where we have the real challenge, you know. Not only that we don't harm them, but we also challenge ourselves on another level, so to speak, to bring benefit to them.
Rāla sīk ngāmbā ki lāngkī chī shūna tīli tū tātā nī pē māgāwa mēbē tōwa nī kōy ān tērā tāngu tā?
To give you a specific example, let's say if someone says something bad to us, you know, not only that, we try not to go mad and upset and angry with the person, but we try to think kindly of the person and also try to praise the person, you know. So we are not only that, not harming him or returning harm to the person, but instead we are also bringing benefit. We are praising the person who is really bad-mouthing about us. So praising the person means we appreciate the kindness and goodness in that person. You know, we say how nice the person has. You know, he or she has such and such beautiful qualities.
Rāla dōngbō nāpō tāngi pē tāpā tīni shīngi dōna sōsī pē kā tsēsē shēni pē tūi tāni kūngyab shē kūrsi.
So if someone is always showing, unhappy face to one, or angry face, or frowning face, then we just try to kind of train ourselves to smile, to give smiling face to that person. And in addition to doing such things, you know, in everyday life, we try to cultivate, you know, love and compassion to and for other sentient beings.
That means any people, Jimmy, who wants to, do we get down here? Then I want to be, tell any people, Quran never share, but share the good amount. So, who do, never ban, who do, never say the same thing. Who wants to hear you? Am I? Who never done to hear you?
This is, as probably, you know, many of you already know that, you know, there have been a series of peaceful, you know, protests in Tibet, across Tibet. So basically, Tibetans are saying, honestly, that what the communist Chinese have done to them, the wrongs and the oppressions and the repressions they have brought, and so we want them to change it and correct it, but, you know, we are not thinking about, harming them in return.
All right. That rang the same day at the kitchen, same the stories, huh?
So the most important thing that we are talking about here is we have to focus on our own mind and tame our mind, train our mind, discipline our mind, subdue our mind, whatever words you choose. It's called same dual, means tame it, tame the mind.
And in the same thing, that day, give me a shower, Karina, tea, the same with Jason Dan, Lutan, with Jason Dan, there, I should be honest.
So why is that so important, central thing to tame our mind is, when we don't tame our mind, things start thought in our mind. When the mind thinks something negative, our body and speech, you know, implement the negative thoughts. And when our mind is in a positive state, then our physical and verbal actions accordingly become positive. So everything starts in the mind. So mind is the forerunner of our actions. So that's why it's important to focus on training our mind.
So
if we want to use a metaphor, how important our mind is, it's just like the engine of our car. So when we don't control our car and let it go where it wants to go, that's where we have accidents, and that's where we kill ourselves and others. And that is something like similar. If we let our mind go its way, usually goes a negative way, and that's why we create a lot of negativities and we experience negative outcomes.
So that same day, give us your champion, give us your champion, that
So on the other hand, if we take control of our driving or the car, right, we are mindful of our driving, then we will reach safely where we want to go, our destination. So like that, if we take charge of our mind and cultivate positive thinking, then these positive thoughts will lead to positive actions and which bring us positive outcomes. Steering wheel.
Oh yeah. That thing can you failure is.
So it is like who is in control of the steering wheel here, right? Are we in control or something else? This is what we're talking about. Are we in charge of our mind or not? So these things I feel are really important for all of us to consider. As I always say, that as much as I'm speaking to you and teaching you, I'm also teaching myself and speaking to myself. So we all need to do that kind of thinking. We all need to focus on the mind and tame our mind.
No one else.
So I'm going to go back to where we left off in the text and explain a little bit for another 10 minutes. We need to stop today early because today is an auspicious day on Tibetan calendar, and so we are going to do, a lot of people have commitments to do what is called chop offering, a feast offering. So we are going to stop early today. So now Geshe Chenpa goes on to tell in his public discourses, it's not like somebody asked him a question, but he was teaching publicly. And Geshe Chenpa said that in order to find liberation, nirvana, and Buddhahood, enlightenment, we have to train ourselves to behave in a way that our behaviors do not, so the explanation we're giving, that we behave differently from
behaviors of other people.
So first we need to make a distinction and understand the difference between the liberation or nirvana and enlightenment.
So Tabe kumaso en dosi go res. Tabate o dosi.
So the Tibetan term tarpa, which literally means liberation, or oftentimes we use nirvana, what it really means is that liberation from samsara or cyclic existence. When we are free from samsara, then we can say we have attained nirvana or tarpa or liberation. So we could free ourselves from liberation from samsara if we have completely abandoned delusions from our mind. So if we get rid of the delusive obscuration in our mind, free ourselves from delusions, then we find liberation. Another term for nirvana is called nyangde, a state beyond sorrow. The sorrow in this case refers to the samsara. So when we attain liberation, we have transcended the sorrow in the sense of delusions and samsara.
Tabata Simsha, Chula Jamba Yung, so good, Hako, Lansa Congress. You know, Toronto, a very young days is any Tigran Santong Jamaris. Nintuji Tarbata, Rangi Taba, Nintuji and Gobata, and Rangi and Gobasa Tango, Ray, young days, Nintuji, young data, Rangi, young days, and Dusi, Santongress. Sanjing Yamaris.
So there are many different terms are being used, and those who have studied the Buddhism in depth in the monastic universities, they can easily know as soon as the different terms are used. But given that we have not in a set kind of a setting or with that understanding, so maybe sometimes we might have difficulty understanding the different terms being used here. Now the tarpa, which literally means liberation, nirvana or moksha, it's not just one kind. And we also use different terms to mean the same thing. As I said, nyangde, state beyond sorrow. Or we might use another term called the state of cessation, gopa, And whatever the case may be, the tarpa, liberation, it consists of, we can talk about three types of liberation. The liberation of the hearers, shravakas, the liberation of the solitary realizers, or pratika buddhas, and then the liberation of the bodhisattvas, which is a higher level liberation. So we could use the term to mean many different things, and we have to keep those things in our mind. And in this particular case, the liberation means the liberation of hearers and solitary realizers, or shravakas and pratika buddhas. Those who have attained this kind of liberation, they have completely abandoned delusions. They are free from samsara for good, but they have not yet become Buddhas, not yet attained complete enlightened state.
That Tamji Chambers, Tamji Chambers, the character, that Sanji Kamdi, that Hebas and Namu, that Chamber, the Heba Giver, and Sanji Tamji Chambers, the Sanji Tujuka, and Heba Tele, and Tamji Chambers.
So then we talk about Tamjai Khenpa, which means omniscient state. And this is where we talk about how an enlightened mind, Buddha's mind, is omniscient in the sense that it knows everything that exists.
Tamjai Khenpa.
So Tamjai means all objects of knowledge. Omniscient wisdom, it knows all objects of knowledge and everything that exists. So everything that exists can be categorized into two kinds. There is what called ultimate reality, and then there is conventional reality. So within these two realities, we can include everything that exists. And Buddha's omniscient mind, Tamjai Khenpa Yishe, it sees all of that.
No. That Taba, Tabe Gompa Toba Tan, Taba Khenpa Gompa Toba Sheba, that Taba Dinibu Toba Sheba La, Tan Yitimba Tada Tan, Muntuba Gus.
So in order to attain liberation, and omniscient state, which we may also call great liberation or greatest liberation, according to the Geshe Chenghawa, that we should behave very differently from the other behaviors or other people's behaviors.
Sanjeev Sanjeev Kibrasas, ta? Nanzo Jitimba Tanzo Gane, Sanjeev the Sanjeev Nishi Dani, Sanjeev Kibban Zingris, and is that Delhi and is the Kuni Tarin Tunda Vishigana, Sanjeev Kibran Zini, Sanjeev Tayujon Tamizan with that Tagyoda.
Yes. So Geshe Chenghawa says that our behavior should be different from those of worldly people or worldly sentient beings. And so then he goes and explains the difference. He says, the worldly people, what they tend to do is they cherish Buddhas because they, but somehow they disregard or they neglect sentient beings. They don't cherish sentient beings.
That he told him, but then they yearly run Kibrenzi.
So worldly people cherish Buddhas over sentient beings and they don't really care much about sentient beings. Another thing is that worldly people cherish self over others. So they cherish the self very much, but then they neglect or they don't care about others.
That is somebody. Rāla nāpa shēpa shēngkē tāng pēng tāpa nīñ shi nāni āni tā pēng tāpa tī kēpēn zēni nāpa shēng tī yāvrindō.
And then another thing is that worldly people, they reciprocate, kindness to those others who have been kind to them and benefited them, but they don't care about those who harm them.
Tā tī shē. Tā nāpa shēpa tāng Pendova is done, never single Yavandoni, Pendova, Pendova, Ruba.
No.
That do me away, there are differences. They do need an any, and they rank any desert, they are the Dune, Atare, Dunit Yavatota.
And then worldly people, they are after what is called happiness, and they don't, how to say, Okay, because I sought an explanation, because this otherwise seems very counterintuitive for me. So the explanation given is, sometimes it's better not do literal translation, because often first we do the literal translation, wait for the explanation. So by the time we get the explanation, people already got a wrong understanding, I think. So anyway, I ask for explanation. What it means is that worldly people, they somehow cherish and are attached to the happiness over suffering. Okay, so the worldly people, they seek happiness and cherish happiness over suffering. They don't want suffering and they don't cherish suffering.
They do need to know that they don't want to suffer. They want to suffer. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to suffer.
Okay, so if you're given a choice, you want happiness or unhappiness, the worldly people say, okay, I want happiness, not unhappiness.
That, what tell you go dog goodness. Chu dung is over that, and then him I gave it to the Kodoni. Then Zingris.
And then Geshe Chenghawa says, those of us Dharma practitioners or spiritual practitioners who are seeking liberation and enlightenment, now we should wish just the opposite of the worldly people. So, we should not behave in accordance with what worldly people are desiring or wishing for, but we should just do the opposite.
Rang, that thing had done with the Sanjeev Kibra, Sanjeev Nani, and the Sanjeev Kibra Zeta, Zoshengris.
And of Buddhas and sentient beings, we should learn to cherish sentient beings more than Buddhas.
다 라다 옌진아니 옌케브른 진신이 다 라한테리 다 그란 케브른 만지 베시니 옌케브른 제베 소셰 그레스.
Okay, let me put it in a contrast. Worldly people cherish Buddhas more than sentient beings. They don't care about sentient beings. Now we as Dharma practitioners should learn to cherish sentient beings more than Buddhas. Okay, so our behavior is just opposite. Worldly people cherish self over others. They don't care about others. But our behavior should be, we cherish others over the self, which is just opposite. And worldly people cherish those who benefit them more than those who harm them. But we should learn to cherish those who harm us more than those who benefit us. It's just the opposite. And worldly people choose happiness over suffering, and we should choose suffering over happiness. That's the opposite. So why these are the things to do, and what the reasons, I will let you give time for you to reflect on this, and then next week we will talk about this. Because this is a very kind of a revolutionary way of thinking, a very profound, revolutionary thinking. So there are four different ways of thinking, right? We went through. Maybe I should run quickly. What we should be doing? We should learn to cherish sentient beings more than the Buddhas. We should learn to cherish others more than the self. We should learn to cherish those who harm us more than those who help us. And we should learn to cherish suffering over happiness. Of course, this is what we hear Geshe Chenpa talk about in public discourses, but of course, his teachings are based on what Buddha said originally. So, I mean, each of us can find really a lot of profundity in these messages, and so we should reflect on this, why these are the important things to do. Why should we behave very differently than the worldly people? So, we know that, people do consider Buddhas, more important and cherish Buddhas more than sentient beings. Isn't that true? And who is cherishing sentient beings more than the Buddhas? So why is that the case? Why does Geshe Chenpa tell us just to do the opposite? What are the reasons? Why is that so important? This is a revolutionary thinking, and I want to give you time to think about this. Sentient beings are very important to us, including those who are nasty and harmful to us. And there are reasons why we need to appreciate them and respect them, even those who are nasty to us. So as we said, we will stop early today, and we are going to do the talk offering right away, and we will stop the teaching there today. By the power of our collective merit, may Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness, flourishes throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other holy beings live long and be successful and fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May these and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. Last but not least, we dedicate our merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all become Buddhas soon.
Announcement already, and some of you know this, that you know, since March 10th, there have been a series of peaceful demonstrations across Tibet against the repression of the Communist China, and thousands and tens and thousands of Tibetans across Tibet have you know, did the peaceful protests, but you know, Chinese have brought the power of military on them. And so we have made copies of letters that we would like you to send to our senators and representatives, asking them to ask the Beijing authorities not to repress and the peaceful demonstrators. And according to the reports from Hong Kong, that 200 military vehicles were landed in the Tibetan capital city Lhasa, each of them carrying like 60 armed military soldiers, and so Lhasa is under curfew. And also in the other parts of the Tibet, there have been tens and thousands of people in peaceful demonstrations, and we don't know the, you know, how many of them have been captured. According to the reports from Tibetan government, exile, 80 confirmed deaths have been reported, and more news are coming up. And His Holiness the Dalai Lama, at a press conference in India, you know, he basically condemned the rule of terror and cultural genocide in Tibet. Those are his words. And His Holiness asked the international community that, he said, they have a moral responsibility to ask China to be a good host of the Olympics. His Holiness feels that the Beijing deserves to host the Olympics, you know, but they should be a good host, you know. So international community has a moral responsibility to ask China to stop the operation repression of Tibetans. So he did prayer at the Tibetan temple in Dharamsala with thousands of monks and Tibetans for the peace and security of the peaceful demonstrators in Tibet. And also at the Northwestern Chinese University in Lanzhou, 500 Tibetan students, they sat in a peaceful protest on the campus, asking, holding the banner saying, democracy and human lives are precious. And they asked the Chinese authorities to stop, bloody crackdown on Tibetan protesters across Tibet. So we would like to request you to please, voice your concerns to our senators and congressmen and who else. Kick off so that Chinese stop bloody crackdown on the Tibetans in Tibet. So we have made I think a lot of copies of the letters that are ready to be sent in the lobby with the addresses of the senators and congressmen or women, and so we request you to mail them. So, I mean, the situations in Tibet are very tense, and so they have all risen up really peaceful protest. And so we would like to really solicit your sympathy and support for the Tibetans inside Tibet, and through you, your friends and family members, if there aren't enough copies of the letters, maybe you could make more copies and write a letter in your own words, and please help to save the lives of Tibetans inside Tibet.
Thank you
very much. And I think so there will be a talk offering, and usually this is where those of us who have commitment, we do this twice a month. And Geshe-la said that those who do not have commitment, and especially if you have you are in a rush or do other things, of course you can leave. Or if you have time and you want to kind of sit and participate in this talk offering, so he welcomes you to sit with others.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
yeah. A few minutes. We stop a few minutes. Then start again. Okay, thank you.